Okay, how does NCBA respond to these findings?
Well, Mike, I think the first thing for everyone to understand is that as an organization, we are very driven by our principles of integrity. And one of the things that you will find as we further communicate where we are with this particular situation and what our next steps are is, number one, we're still seeking to understand the facts. But most importantly, we're seeking to make sure that we are clear on acknowledging any mistakes or any errors that have been brought about through the findings. So we want to make sure that we're doing the right thing by understanding the facts, acknowledging any mistakes, and understanding really the why behind that. So there are several findings within the report that would suggest that there were some mistakes that were made. I mean, we are all human, and as we go through any kind of a process like this, the opportunity for us to learn from that process and to learn from where we have found errors and how do we make sure we build additional processes or refine processes, if you will, to make sure that those things are cleared up as we go forward. So we're going to really zero into the facts. We're going to try to understand where there are misses and make sure that those are corrected immediately. And then the second thing, Mike, that we are really zeroing into is making sure that we're getting it right. And we're going to be going through a very transparent, a very objective process to understand what other additional measures might we put in place to make sure that we're continuing to uphold the integrity of the financial firewall. And then I think last and certainly not least is to make sure that as we move forward, we've got a very open dialogue. There's not any question at all that we are not willing to address. And one of the things that we've done thus far is this draft report. We went through that and put together a very detailed outline of addressing every point by point by point. And whenever we received the final report, which I received that report the same time that you did, that was an opportunity for us to reflect on the changes from the draft report, and there were definitely some changes in that final report from what was originally given to us. But at the end of the day, we were extremely disappointed by the actions of the Cattlemen's Beef Board to distribute this extremely broad in terms of its nature, but most importantly, the editorial that they would have put together with their executive summary. Our focus has been and will continue to be working with the third-party accounting firm, which is CBB's accounting firm, Clifton Gunderson, to make sure that we've addressed every point that's in this report. And so that's what our next steps are.
Okay, let me ask you, because time's about away from us here. How did these things – I mean, these are not new rules, so how did violations occur? I mean, did what I'm trying to figure out is if you knew what the rules were, how could they have been breached or broken according to what the report says? I mean – had something changed that you weren't familiar with, or how did this come about, you think?
I think the first thing to understand, Mike, is that there are going to be times where there is an accounting mistake that's made in terms of like an invoice being improperly processed, et cetera. Those are things that will happen in any business. And again, where do we find those errors? We want to make sure we correct them. But one of the things that we have found as we've gone through this agreed-upon procedures review is that in many instances, there are not very clear, written, detailed guidelines that any organization, any contractor can use to make sure that they understand what is black and white. We don't want to deal with anything that's in a gray nature. We want to make sure that there are written specific guidelines as we move forward so that every organization, not just NCBA as a contractor to the Beef Checkoff Program and a proud one at that, has the ability to utilize those detailed guidelines in a very objective way. That will take the subjectivity out of any questions as we go forward, and we think that's a real critical next step for us.
Real quick, less than a minute, are you concerned about this harming credibility with the checkoff and the NCBA with producers in the countryside?
The first thing I would say there, Mike, is that I personally take full accountability for any finding within this report. That is a part of who I am and my integrity, and most importantly, though, our organization's values. So the first thing is we take full responsibility and accountability for any finding or any mistake, if you will, and we will take aggressive action to make sure we correct that. The most important thing that we want to make sure that we do is demonstrate that there are many, many processes and rules, if you will, that we have in place to ensure that there is adequate separation of funds, if you will, from a policy versus a checkoff area of our organization. That has been what we've been doing for the last 14 years, and we will continue to make sure that we enhance that each and every step. So we're going to take the learnings from this and take that step.
Okay, we're out of time. Thanks for joining us.